Congress has focused on helping big business, notably the airlines, in an attempt to boost the U.S. economy since the terror attacks. It's also considering ways to help the thousands of small businesses, which also are suffering, NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
So far, help to small businesses has been concentrated in the areas around the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. The Small Business Administration says it's loaned $26 million to businesses around those areas. Today, the Senate votes on a bill that'll widen the SBA's reach to include businesses around the country that are feeling the effects of the terror attacks. The bill would authorize the SBA to make loans on easy terms to businesses in industries like tourism that have been crippled for the past month. Illinois Republican Don Manzullo chairs the House Small Business Committee, which is also considering the bill this week. Lawmakers hope to get President Bush's signature on the bill within days. Representative Manzullo says Congress is trying to jumpstart these small businesses back to normalcy.
Businesses, so many thousands of businesses across the country have suffered to the point where unless something is done dramatically, either with the tax code or by way of the SBA, a lot of these businesses will go under. That accomplishes nothing.
Barry Lefkowitz of the National Limousine Association was lobbying for the bill in Washington last week. He said the limousine industry has cut its workforce by 50%. He says the new loans would help his industry buy time.
It will give us the necessary time to allow the economic and travel conditions to improve so that we can continue to exist as an industry, because we're anticipating that it will be at least 6 months to a year before there will become complete normalcy again for an industry such as ourselves, which is so closely tied to the airport industry, the financial community, and general travel.
Carolyn Nelson says she needs to take in $40,000 a month to pay her car loans, insurance, and gas cards for her 8 limousines in Bel Air, Maryland. She lost $16,000 last month, and she's not expecting to break even this month. Nelson says she needs one of these low-interest loans.
I've been in business since 1990. I've never had to do anything like that in my life, but I will apply for a loan, and I would be grateful for any help they would give us.
Carver Wilson's also hoping to get one of these loans. He grows large, exotic flowers on the slopes of Maui's largest volcano, flowers that usually end up in hotel lobbies and on convention floors, but they aren't selling these days. Sales are off 30% this month, Wilson says. 26 people worked for him in August. He's let 6 people go, and he knows he isn't done.
I'm working on that right now. I laid a person off this morning, and there's probably a little bit more to go.
Wilson says there's only so much he can do to cut costs.
We lease the land, so we still have the lease that we have to pay. We still have the water bill. We still have to keep the plants in good condition. We still have to cut the flowers regardless if we get a nickel or a quarter for them.
Wilson says that's why he needs the loan. Lawmakers are also looking for ways to cut taxes on small businesses. Those measures may be a part of the economic stimulus package. One popular idea in the House and Senate is to speed up the depreciation schedule for new equipment so companies can write off a bigger chunk of what they spend on equipment in the first year they have it. But the stimulus package is caught up in bitter partisan debate, and it may be a while before those measures become reality. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.